On this episode, we step outside of the Disney bubble and talk all about our trip to Universal's Islands of Adventure in Universal Studios, Florida. This is episode 211 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
And today we also have a very special guest. One of my best friends, Matt Schwartz, is joining us to talk all about Universal Studios. Welcome, Matt.
Yo, what's up?
So before we get into today's episode, we want to make sure that you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month, and we have CTM at the Movies once a month as well. Then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday, so go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. Then here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney World, Disneyland, a Disney Cruise Line, or in fact, even a Universal Studios, either Hollywood or Orlando vacation, you want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach Melissa at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She'll make sure you get the absolute best rate, help you book your package. She will help you out with ADRs, fast passes, answer any of those questions that you may have. And if you want even more content, including the Diz Dudes live, in-park, and resort live streams, plus a whole lot more, you want to check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And finally, if you want some delicious coffee and you want to save 15% off of all ExpeditionRoasters.com orders, head out to ExpeditionRoasters.com, use code CTM15, and you will save 15% on every order you place of their amazing coffee, teas, merchandise, and more. All right, today we are talking about not Disney. We're talking about Universal Studios. And we had a recent trip and got to a chance to visit both parks. And if you go back to episode 179, Kaylin and myself actually did a full episode on Universal's Islands of Adventure. We did a complete overview of Universal pricing, what Express Pass is, their dining plan. We talked about the attractions, the shows. So we're not going to dig like really, really deep into pricing and into some of those extra things that go with Universal. We're really going to focus on the rides, the attractions for both parks.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. So first, let's go over Islands of Adventure. And we're just going to go over this one first, even though we did it second that day, because we did have a one-day park hopper,
mm-hmm.
which allowed us entry to both parks.
Mm-hmm.
And we started in Universal Studios side, and then went to Islands of Adventure, but I like to switch things up, so we're going to talk about Islands of Adventure first.
Why?
Well, because if they go back to episode 179, then they can hear all about Islands of Adventure, so I figured we'd piggyback on that to start. Plus, I'd like to end on the good, and Islands of Adventure is kind of like,
okay.
No? Yeah. A little bit? All right. Well, here's how we're going to break it down, really, is we're going to... Let's go through the rides, and we'll talk about the rides that we did, what we thought of them.
Okay.
I don't want to get into, Rhonda and myself, more Matt could certainly comment on comparisons to Disney if you'd like. We're not going to probably compare as much to Disney because we're going to do an episode in the future. We're actually going to rank Universal Studios versus Disney.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Then I've already started those notes. All right. Let's, do we want to start with... When we arrived at Islands of Adventure in the afternoon, we took the Hogwarts Express over.
Yeah, that was
right?
Awesome.
That was a cool train ride.
What, now you're a Harry Potter fan, Matt, a little bit?
I know Harry Potter. I read the first book, and I saw the first couple movies, but it was cool to see it.
Did you think it was like, did it make you feel like you're in Harry Potter land?
Harry Potter
There's a lot
land.
Of little kids running around in their
Rogues.
Are. Yeah. And yeah. Men.
Grown
and
men. There's there grown were, there men. Was a lot of adults there mm-hmm. with wands, and you can I could see people go through the storefront where you could yeah. like make things happen in the windows.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
It's weird because when I look at grown men wearing robes and carrying around wands at Harry Potter, I'm like, that's a nerd. But when I see them in robes carrying around lightsabers at Galaxy's Edge, I'm like, that guy's awesome. Like, I don't know why it's different, but for somehow it is. So, okay, well, you talk about Hogwarts Express, at least, and us taking the train over, if you want, I guess, Rhonda.
Okay. Well, we first went in, and the train is coming out of this, like, almost like a wall, a brick wall from the back. So it doesn't, it goes back and forth, forwards and backwards. But it's yeah. neat, because once you get in, you don't know which way you're really going.
Right, heading from Studios to... Islands of Adventure, you go forward. Like, the train's heading towards the engine.
Yeah.
Right.
And then yep. it goes backwards.
Coming back, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was actually really impressed by this. I knew that they had, like, the windows were screens, and you would look out, and it would be, like, a simulator. But I didn't realize that it was actually, like, going to be separate cabins. I thought it was going to be just, like, you'd sit on, like, a bus. You know what I mean? I thought it was just
going to be
rows
of
seats. Yeah. But it was actual, like, specific cabins mm-hmm. that they sat you in that
just
were
like
so well themed.
Harry,
yeah.
Hermione, and Ron sat in.
Yeah, see, and I don't remember that, but I right. imagine that's exactly mm-hmm. what it was like.
It was. It's like your little cabin, like yep. a little European train. And then they had the. It was cool to look out the window and see that. But then behind the door, remember how they had like,
oh, yeah.
things happening in the hallway yeah. of the train?
I was like people are walking by.
Fingers on the glass. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude,
that was
awesome.
Pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
I was impressed with that. I mean, that's a ride in itself. That's a cool yeah. mode of transportation to between parks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like it's and this is what they've talked about. I kept saying I wasn't going to compare to Disney this episode, but this is what they've talked about doing with the monorails potentially is the same type of thing where you would almost be like a virtual reality in a sense where the windows would become screens and you would see different things, augmented reality.
Cool.
And that's really what it was. And the screens are cool. It's that mix of it's kind of like 3D without being 3D. Like, mm-hmm. those screens actually have depth to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't feel like you're in a 2D space,
right.
but you're not wearing glasses,
right.
Which I thought was pretty cool. So we got over there, and then we walked in through. So then at that point, we're in Hogsmeade.
Yes.
Over at Islands
and
of
this
Adventure.
Train does take a express pass.
Yes, it will.
I didn't.
We still had to wait in line for a little bit for
we
it.
We did.
Yeah.
But I was a little nervous when we were walking up, to be truthfully honest, because I didn't know it did because it's a mode of transportation.
Yeah.
Like to and from the parks.
Oh, that you thought maybe we just have to wait in a regular line?
Yes. And it was 30 minutes and I was like, oh, okay. And this was now when we're trying to go, all right, well, we want to kind of get through things so we can enjoy the resort. So I was very excited when
that
we
had
got
express
to
pass,
use our
yeah.
express
yeah.
pass.
And we had express pass included because we were staying at Portofino Bay. Mm-hmm. So it is there. And I will say 100% you need express pass. But I would
yes.
say normally if you're going, don't buy express pass. Stay in a resort that includes it because
right.
it's the deal is so
three,
much better.
The mm-hmm. top three hotels
yeah.
give you that.
And you're talking, you know, the pricing on those hotels is not that bad, really. And otherwise, you're talking $100 per person in your party extra. So if you're thinking of
the park hopper ticket was already $170.
Right. Yes. So you could be talking $270 a person.
That's great.
Or you go, all right. A room is $500 a night, just say, for a mm-hmm. family of four. And let's just say one of their value resorts is $200 a night. The extra $300, you're still making money back mm-hmm. by not paying for the express pass.
And you get the nicer hotel.
Yeah.
And you get the express pass.
Yep. Right. So I would 100% recommend express pass.
Absolutely.
The longest we waited for anything, and we'll talk about it later, was probably Fast and the Furious and maybe Hogwarts, which was like 30 minutes max. Everything
yeah.
else we pretty much walked onto.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a busy day. Mm-hmm. Most rides were around the 20-minute wait time mark, and some of them even weren't 20 minutes, mm-hmm. but it's just worth having. So we got in there, and we
you
went
know
ahead.
Cool going into that line, you have to go through that wall, the nine
oh,
and three quarters,
yeah.
nine and three fourths, nine and three quarters,
yeah.
whatever they
yeah.
call it, where like as you're walking up to it, it's done with mirrors. If you're when you're kind of
yep.
seeing it from a distance, it looks like you go through the wall.
That was really cool. Was awesome. I will say the Harry Potter stuff is themed just absolutely unbelievable.
That felt like Disney out of everything.
Yeah, it did. It really did. I mean, yeah. like, they kind of set that standard for those themed lands mm-hmm. that Disney would eventually do with Pandora mm-hmm. and a Galaxy's Edge and all.
Mm-hmm.
So we got over there, and then we went, and I'm just going to, even though we did this later, we backtracked. We can talk about Forbidden Journey ride.
Okay.
Thoughts on Forbidden Journey? This is one that I was really worried about you riding, Rhonda, because of the fact that it is both, well, it's a very motion ride, mm-hmm. but it takes you between screens and actual set pieces mm-hmm. as you go throughout and really swings you around. What did you, I was worried you were, this was going to make you sick.
Well, let's start out by saying that I have a really good friend that is a doctor, and she actually called me an escopolamine patch, which is a lot of, you see these on a lot of cruises. People put it right behind your ear. It is a prescription-based medication, basically. And so I started being nervous from this from the beginning. Jeremy started getting nervous for me. So I called my good friend, and she called me in this patch. So I put it on, and I can honestly say that it definitely worked. I probably would have not been able to ride what I rode without it.
Yeah.
This one was fun, and because the patch was working, was even more fun. But I'm that type, when I do start to feel like I need to, like, kind of look around and, like, look away from what is going on in front of me. And the way you sat in the seat, I mean, there's not much I could do.
You can't move a lot.
I couldn't look next to me and see you. I couldn't, like, kind of lean forward and look. So I was just very grateful that
it worked.
I had the patch on that was working.
Yeah. It's an interesting.
I liked it, though.
Right. I mean, it's a cool ride system. What do you, like, what do you think of the screens? Again, this is trying to make you feel like you're immersed in 3D without 3D, because it's like, it's a bubble ride. It's like a Soarin' in the sense of you have a screen that's basically a bubble that surrounds you.
I liked it. I mean, I was fine with it.
You screamed a lot.
Yeah, because it was kind of, I mean,
the, like, Dementors
I swear to God, it almost turned you upside down, did it?
Oh, it
did.
Really, you were in this, your seat, like, I don't know what you call it. It was like a big claw that holds you and just turns like face down, face up.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I liked that ride. It was weird. At one point, though, it turned a direction to where I could see all the other cars, and it took you, it took me out of the.
Really?
It took me out of.
Agree completely.
Like, not to compare it again, but I don't think Disney would have that. Like,
yeah.
Where it took me out of the moment, because I kind of looked to the right and I saw all the other arms. It was pretty cool looking to see how it worked, but it took me out of the moment of being in the ride.
No,
but
you're completely right. I noticed that.
Yeah.
And I, because there was one point, or two or three points, where it almost turns around and I'm looking dead on to another group.
Right.
And
you,
I can watch them go into another screen.
It was crazy. It was like a big arm with just like a. Yeah, four seats on the end of it, and things flipping left,
that ride
right,
system
upside down.
Is insane.
Wow, that's neat.
I mean,
it was
cool.
That's neat.
It is cool. I like that it takes you through real life things, like when the Dementors are coming near you in the spider area.
Those are neat.
There's all those spiders, and there's different sounds.
It hit the 4D, right? Where, like,
There's like heat at one point, and smoke, and so I think it's cool. But again, it's one of those. I don't know if I didn't get it. Like, why were we there? Why were we riding on the broom? And a broom wouldn't really act that way, right? Like, if we were riding on a broom. Like, in the way that it moved, correct or not?
I don't know. I mean,
it was like a drunk broom.
Well, the broom had Harry upside down at one
That's
point
true.
In the movie.
That's true.
It felt like we were just... If we were supposed to, and I know we were supposed to, I guess, be on a broom.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I was on a broom. I felt like I was just following people on their broom.
Right.
Where, like, you go to the other ride, my favorite ride, which is the Flight of Passage, where you are supposed to be on
the Banshee.
The Banshee. Like, this ride, if you put that ride system in this ride, it would have been, you would have felt like you're on a broom.
Yep.
But here
where
you're
like straddling
to,
something instead.
Here I'm just sitting with four people in a seat. I just feel like I'm following the broom. It was cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely a cool ride, but
that makes
it was like, it wasn't my favorite of the park, but it was, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move from there, and then we walked around. Well, first of all, we went into, what, Hogshead?
Hogshead,
To get a drink. Here was the one thing I will say. When we went to Moe's Tavern, and then we went here, there's one person working everywhere. I mean, actually, the longest we ever waited for anything Friday was for a drink.
At Hogshead. Yeah.
That's sad.
And there's one poor... They call them team members there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one poor team member who is taking orders, making drinks, charging everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no choice of drink before you get up there. So
no,
every group gets up there and they're like, what do you have?
Right. Yeah. I mean, to the point where I just was like, because I was thinking about seeing if they could make like a snake bite. And I'm like, I'm not putting her through that.
Yeah,
I'll just get a flipping strongbow and call it a day. But I do think that area is very well themed. It's one of the few areas – in both parks, the Harry Potter areas in both parks are one of the few areas where you don't see everything else.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that more when we get over to the Universal side. But from there, we went around to the Jurassic Park area and did the Jurassic Park River Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably most comparable. I'm just going to keep comparing to Disney. This is a Disney podcast normally. It's most comparable to a Splash Mountain.
Okay.
But what'd y'all think of this? Like, Matt, was this...
I think I remember doing this a long time ago.
I was going to say, like, how much did you know about the rides here before...
But I don't think I ever...
Coming.
I didn't really know anything. Okay. I didn't do any... Like, when I did Disney last year, I did Disney in December.
Yeah.
I researched for a year because I had the trip booked. This was like... And we had this plan for a couple months, but I didn't look up any rides.
Right. Okay. So you didn't know what to expect for most rides.
Correct.
In the park. So what'd you think of the River Adventure?
I thought the ending made it worthwhile. Yeah. But I think as we got out of it, it definitely feels dated.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park as a whole, they're coming out with those new movies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That ride, I don't feel like it's been updated since the original Jurassic Park.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. The ending's great.
Yeah.
The end of the ride's fun.
The ending's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leading up to it, those animatronics leading up to it are interesting. Like that, like the, was it a brontosaurus, right? With the big jerky neck. And it's like,
oh yeah.
Like it's all like, you can see like the plastic flab, like in its neck and stuff. And, but I will say in my opinion, at the end, this is one of the best timed thrill moments of any ride I've been on, because you go up, first of all, you go up earlier. So you actually do the rise earlier, and you're like, oh, no,
we're going to
do
a drop? Fake little drop.
Yeah, a little tiny one. And then you kind of go through, and the raptors are, like, escaped. And I think that's very well done. And then you go up again a little bit, and there's this giant T-Rex that comes down. And you're so fixated on that T-Rex.
Mm-hmm. And, it's huge, scared. And it's, like, it's in your face.
Yeah.
Freaking enormous.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, boom, it drops you. And you don't even see the drop coming.
No.
Like, I thought that was so well
It was a big
done.
Drop, too.
Yeah.
It was, like, Splash Mountain size drop.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very. But you don't get too wet,
mm-mm.
which is nice.
Yep.
The Jurassic area is under a lot of construction. Universal
Studios. Oh, yeah, there were walls
admit,
up.
Yeah,
everywhere.
They won't admit that they're building a roller coaster, but they're building a roller coaster. So, but again, the rest of the land is just, it feels like Jurassic Park at an amusement park. Like, you feel like you're at the actual Jurassic Park, but they put it in amusement park.
Right.
Instead of feeling like you're truly in Jurassic Park, if that makes sense. Does it?
Yeah, I want to feel like I'm on that island.
Right. Like, you're literally on that island.
Because
Jeff Goldblum's going to come out. Like,
when we left Hogsmeade and we came around that corner and you go through the big opening.
That was
I remember both of us were like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you see it, and then you get in and you're like, and then there's carnies there doing whack-a-mole or something.
Oh, my God. There's so many carnival games.
Yeah, they really are.
All over the park.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
Both parks.
You're like, wait, I thought I'm on Jurassic Park. They had whack-a-mole in Jurassic Park.
Whack-a-mole. And from... And this is my biggest thing, and I was saying this to Matt that day. Universal feels like an amusement park. Disney feels like a theme park.
Okay.
And there's a big difference between the two.
Yeah.
As you're walking from the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Hogsmeade into Jurassic Park, it's like a 10-foot step. You can literally stand there and go, here's Jurassic Park, here's Harry Potter, in the same eyesight, in the same eye line.
Yeah.
And there's not a true transition the way that you get walking from just, say, the hub into Frontierland,
right,
where there's very specific, the way that gradually colors change in the fencing and the music changes where you don't notice. I was in Harry Potter World and I could hear the Jurassic Park music when we were in line for Forbidden Journey. You could hear Jurassic Park music playing.
Yep.
And to me, that's the biggest issue with all of Universal. It is, it's very amusement park. It's great. The rides are wonderful, but that's kind of how it is.
Right.
So we go from Jurassic Park, and it has a decent transition into Kong, but Kong is a ride. It's not a land.
Right.
I think it has a good transition because it's a similar theme, right?
I was just
so you don't, you don't feel like you're taken away. Like, Kong is very Jurassic aged because it's got dinosaurs.
Well, wasn't there dinosaurs in the ride?
Yeah. There were dinosaurs in the ride.
Yeah, there's like a T-Rex and stuff. So what'd you think of Kong, and how would you describe this ride, which I think this is a very, very cool ride. It's actually one of my favorites.
Well, jumping ahead, this is very similar to the Fast and Furious ride.
Right, except good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the big difference.
So it was really good. You do wear those 3D glasses.
Yeah.
But it was really, really good. I liked it. What'd you think?
It was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I like that ride. And it's funny because the similar ride is the worst ride in the park, probably, right, which is the
Fast
we'll get
and
to.
The Supercharged, yeah.
Yeah, the Fast and Furious. But this ride's awesome.
Yeah.
I like the new Skull Island movie that came out.
I have to see that.
So see, now it makes me want to watch the movie.
Yeah. It was like a fun movie, and the ride is fun.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, when you watch it, you're in that bus car thing, and, like, they're fighting on one side, then they get to go to the other side. Yeah. They do it so everybody gets to get it, like, right in front of their face.
Yeah, that is nice.
It's pretty cool.
And it's, again, it's one of those that's so amazing. There's areas where you're in a stationary bus that you think is driving at 60 miles an hour.
Right.
Because it's so well done with the screens and the way that they wrap around. It's got the 4D element where, like, they're, like, squashing bugs and stuff, and you get, like, splattered on with water. Like, mm-hmm. It's like their guts. Yep. And you've got, I mean, and then that big giant Kong animatronic at the end when you come around.
Big head right there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Like, I actually took my glasses off
too.
At that point,
yep,
to see it.
Yep.
I will say, I really like Universal's 3D glasses.
Oh, yeah. The glasses are great.
They're really well done. They fit well, and they block out. There's a big block on the side, so you can't see. Disney doesn't do that a lot. Disney still has ones where if you kind of turn your eyes,
you see outside
of
it.
You can see outside of mm-hmm. them, and it breaks it some. I like their 3D glasses.
Yeah, these
glasses.
Are like those big orthopedic glasses.
Yes. They're like, yeah, they're like the blue blockers. Yeah, yeah, like that old people wear, or if you get your eyes dilated.
But even though the ride was great, but this ride too had it. The screen, the quality of the 3D is definitely less. It's not crystal
not there.
Clear.
Yeah. And that's one of my other big issues is that when you're relying, I think, when 80% of your rides rely on screens and 3D technology, it should be the absolute best in the world.
Yeah, better be crystal clear.
And I don't think it is. It takes you out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So from there, we go through the Toon, what is it, Toon Lagoon, which how this still exists is shocking to me because we're talking about, you know, Dudley Do-Right and Blondie and, I mean, just...
Betty Boop. Standing outside, nobody's waiting in line for Betty.
No.
They're,
yeah,
she
most
was
people
weird
are like,
looking,
who's that?
Though.
Yeah. I didn't see her.
She was off to the right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Was she hot?
I don't know.
I've never been. I'm not really a Betty Boop fan.
She didn't look like Betty Boop.
No.
But it was
it was weird.
Yeah. It was a face character.
Face character.
So they weren't wearing like a
and her head. I mean, like Betty Boop is a commercial. Like the head's so much bigger, right?
Yeah.
Like it's like almost like a bobblehead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so it honestly, I hate to say it like this, she looked like she was just like somebody that decided to dress up and look like her.
Yeah, it's Betty Boop for Halloween.
Like somebody was Betty Boop bounding.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I didn't miss that. That area is just so interesting because, and again, if you go back to episode 179 with Kaylin and I, we did the water rides there, which, first of all, you will get drenched head to toe. Like, parts of your body will be wet that you didn't know you could even get wet. Like seriously. Like
I'm glad we didn't do it.
Inside you gets wet. That's how freaking ridiculous it is. So I'm glad we didn't do it. But the rides are cool. But again, it's just you're just like, I'm in like a 1920s comic strip.
Yeah. Nobody was in that land.
No.
Like we just walked right through it, and it was the quietest land.
But then I guess it somewhat transitions well into our next land, which is the Marvel area, which is
all
comic book.
That was cool.
Was it? Did you think it was cool?
I thought so, because...
Even though it's the old school?
I think, because first of all, we watch them all the time, and, you know, Lacey loves it, and
I like
that
whole land.
Because Disney doesn't have it, and...
It wasn't like Harry Potter style immersive.
No.
But like Captain America was out there and he was wearing his new outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was one of the newer looking ones.
It wasn't super
from like
classic.
First Avenger.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yes. Like First Avengers.
His face didn't fit though. Did you see his face?
Yeah,
his face
I saw
didn't
his face.
Like his jawline was it's like I don't know, it was weird.
No, not everybody can be Chris Evans, Jeremy.
I mean, I'm pretty similar.
Yeah. I was going to say, why didn't you put the costume
on? Right. I could have. They almost asked when I walked by. He was like, "Oh my god, is that Chris Evans?" I don't think so. It might just be Jeremy.
It was funny because I was on FaceTime with Lacey and showed her, and she's like, "Is that the real Chris? Is that real? Is that?" And then she's like, "Is that Chris Evans?" And I was like, "I'm like, yeah, it's real. Yeah, it's real." And then she's like, "Is it Chris?" And I'm like, "No."
Dude, if it was Chris Evans, I would have been kicking kids and women over just to get to him.
No, you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have, but I would have said, "Excuse me, ma'am. I would like to meet Chris Evans." All right.
What rides did we do there? Spider-Man.
Okay, so that's the ride that Rhonda and I fell in love on so many years ago. It's
you
true.
Say that, but...
That's where you fell in love with me.
You say that, but it wasn't true.
It took some time for me to come around to Rhonda and warm up to her. But that ride was when we rode it like 4 or 5 times that day. Didn't we?
I remember we rode it twice.
Okay, that was close.
Well, I remember twice for sure because Brittany and Ryan were taking a nap.
Yeah, they took a nap like in out on the theme concrete park or something.
I told Matt that if I'd have seen it, I was going to point it out and go, "That's where they took a nap."
I think something else has been. I feel like something else has been built there because I felt like it was an open area that overlooked the water.
Yeah,
and I think something else was built there, like a store or something. All right.
Did you like the ride,
Spider-Man?
Yeah. So that most of the rides in the park are like this ride. Right? Yes. You get in a little car, you put on some glasses, and it like takes you on an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
This one was probably the best one done like that, where you're sitting still.
Yeah.
I like this one a lot.
This is one of my favorite rides in both parks. I mean, maybe because it's Spider-Man and I just like it, even though it's the old school stuff. I love their usage, again, of you're in a vehicle, you go to a screen that blends in so well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't realize it's a screen because on either side is, again, physical walls and pieces. There's the area where you're flying backwards and the pumpkin dude, I don't even know his name, that throws, like, the flaming pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it explodes and fire, like, actually shoots out above you.
Yep.
And, like, so this 4D atmosphere, there's parts with heat. Again, water spritzes on you at times. Mm-hmm. Like, and this one I like because it told a story.
And you could follow it.
Yes.
Sometimes just telling a story, you're like, well, I can't think that fast.
Yes, exactly. But this one was like, look, you're getting in this, I can't remember what it was because we went through Express Pass, but we saw it last time when I was there with Kaylin. It's like, hey, you're getting in this new special vehicle and we need you to go out and take photos. And chances are, some bad stuff's going on. Chances are Spider-Man's going to show up, get photos. Like, it told a story that you're right, you can follow.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other stuff is just like, hey, you're on a ride now. Like, let's move on to Dr. Doom's Fearfall. Why are we riding that?
Just because.
I have no idea.
Like,
there's nothing about that ride.
There's no story.
No.
But the ride was cool. The ride was awesome.
No, it's the shortest ride in the park, probably.
It really is.
It was pretty fun, though.
Yeah.
It was.
So we're sitting there. I mean, again, you can compare this most to a Tower of Terror in the sense that it's a free fall. Except this is a legit free fall. Tower of Terror actually pushes you faster than gravity.
Mm-hmm.
This one was actual gravity, I think. But it's sitting there, and you're on the bottom, and you get strapped in, and it starts to raise you up. First of all, every ride here, I'm not a huge fan of some of the seating options. There is an area in the seats on all the rides that for men can be a little bit uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. There's a, what would you call that thing? I don't know.
Looks like an M, right?
No, the little thing goes between your legs.
Yeah.
No, that's like, more like a. I don't know what you'd call it, but it's I know what you're trying to say. It's shaped like your butt.
But a big, thick part in the middle of the W.
Yeah. It can it's be like very
when you're on
uncomfortable.
A saddle. It's that thing that you.
Yeah,
in the middle of a saddle.
That's
exactly
a better way
like.
To explain it. And like a saddle.
It's uncomfortable on most of the rides.
Yes.
If you're a man who's 6'3", over 200 pounds, there's areas that get interrupted, we'll say. But so this ride, so we're sitting in it and it straps you in and it's awesome. Cause all of a sudden you hear Dr. Doom start counting down and he's like 10 and I'm like,
and you're on the ground here.
10?
Yeah. You get in, you start on the ground
And he's like 9, 8 and all of a sudden he gets to 6 and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to take forever. And then boom, it just shoots you like at 4 or something. And
crazy.
Yeah. I yelled.
The going up is the scary part.
We all screamed.
Yeah. We all said words that we can't
remember. Because we're like, 4 seconds. We're like looking around like, oh, okay.
This is going to take forever. And then that thing shoots you up and legit as it drops you back down, like I'm lifting from my seat and from the little crotchal area that interrupts later. But then after that initial launch and drop, it's just very slow. And you're kind of like, oh, okay, this is it. Like
right, and then it ends.
That initial launch is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
But again, this is one where, and we'll talk about it with Hulk, I was saying to Matt, you know, like you launch up and you're like, this is cool. I'm going to look around. Oh, look, there's parking and there's like a hotel over there and there's a guy taking out the garbage and there's like, and it just breaks any sort of continuity or theming.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to Hulk.
Okay.
Would you like to talk about Hulk, Rhonda, and what you think of this?
Sure. It's been over 15 years since I've ridden it, and I rode it again, and it was good. It was really good. I don't remember all of it. I just really remember the very, very beginning. So
was it like blackout or something?
No. I mean, I'm so, sorry. 15 over 15 years ago. Yeah.
From yesterday. I'm like, you remember?
I remember the very beginning and then like maybe a loop or two. But I don't remember like the neat part where you almost go down like almost underground and there's this cool like
the water.
Mist,
yeah, it's like you almost go underwater in a sense.
It was really cool. That felt amazing going through. It was a good coaster. Really liked it.
It's my favorite coaster there, I think.
Is it? We can compare it to Disney. How would you compare it to some of the coasters at Disney? As far as
the only
coaster comparable to it would be Everest. Yeah. I think that's a true coaster.
Yep.
And Everest is way better. But Hulk in
based on theming Everest. Or thrill? Like, both. Obviously, okay. Theming, obviously.
So Hulk, I always heard like it blasts off real quick. And so we get on it yesterday and at first I forgot about it. So we start going up that hill and I'm like, oh, I thought it was going to go fast. but it just goes like the whole time that fast. So at the end, I'm just like, what happened?
It is
like your face is windblown. Yeah. Everest has those breaks and like, I don't know, the theme of Everest, what you see when you're up there. It's cool.
No, I can agree with that. You're right. Okay. Hulk is like an assault on all your senses.
Yes. It's just 0 to 100
2 minutes
Yeah.
But it's a cool ride. It's definitely thrilling. You get done, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
What just happened to me?
Oh, yeah. You do, though. You're right. Like, I'm joking about this. Like, did you black out? But almost you do. There are points where I don't remember all of it because it is so just like.
You get off and you're actually walking a little dizzy. You're like, ooh, I gotta get my senses back to me.
And it's a cool, like, coaster system. Like, it's not a standard, I feel like, coaster cart. First of all, you have four across.
Yeah. It was smooth. You're not, like, smashing your head around getting a head damage.
That's nice. Because Rock and Roller Coaster sometimes can do that to my head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So. All right, so from there, we were working our way around, and we knew we were finishing up at Islands of Adventure, and the rain was about to start, so we went over into Seuss Landing. And as the rain started, we decided to duck into our worst nightmare, which was the Cat in the Hat.
Take acid on our way in there?
I think it was in the rain. Acid rain.
Yeah.
And as it hit your skin, it absorbed because this was the creepiest, scariest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. This was like Disney's Winnie the Pooh, but a serial killer designed it. Would you agree? Like
I had thoughts of Winnie the Pooh ride, but this just takes it even. This goes turns into 11, and you're like, this is trippy.
Yep.
I just at one point I'm just staring around like, what am I doing right now? Where am I?
Like, what have I done with my life to get here at this point? It is. Oh my God, the Cat in the Hat. What isn't the Cat in the Hat like a black cat with some white on
white
his stomach
cat,
and face?
White cat.
That was like a white
stripes.
Cat with black stripes. It was very weird looking. And its eyes were just sunken in like, I don't know. They were.
He looked
evil.
A little mangy.
He did. He looked like the cat.
Maybe just old.
He looked like a Cat in a Hat from the alley or something. Like this. So this ride, again, it's probably most comparable to Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
But just take the creepy factor and multiply it times 10. Is he? Yeah, he did not look like that.
No.
He was, oh my God.
That cat.
And Thing 1 and Thing 2?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Freaky.
I kept waiting for them to literally like look at us and be like, hello.
You know there's
like
a Cat in the Hat
cousin.
Movie, right?
Yeah, with Mike Myers.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I don't want to. I imagine it's equally as creepy. Yeah. But no, but I kept waiting for Thing 1 and Thing 2 to turn around and be like, hello, Jeremy. Would you like
to
come
with
us?
They did. They look like little Chucky dolls.
They really did. They look straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah. They were kind of scary.
In the book, they're like funny little things that get in trouble and cause trouble. There they looked like they would murder you.
They really,
seriously. My daughter would be freaking out if she saw them in there.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think any child. That was not made for children.
And your daughter's 4.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was freaking out.
So.
Hence the acid trip.
That was really it for Islands of Adventure. There's
let's go back to that real quick. So your daughter's 4, your son is 8, right? Do you think your son would like kind of like, Dad, what the heck?
Yeah, he would be like that because he read Dr. Seuss. He doesn't read it anymore,
right?
But he'd be like, that was nothing like the book.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
it's just it's almost like it was probably too classic to follow like originally people
Agreed.
Thought, and like it's just not what it is anymore. I guess. I don't
know. But this
hasn't probably been updated in hundreds
of
years.
That's what surprises me. We still have a Seuss Landing. I mean, Dr. Seuss is great, but that's not. I try and think of it as, let's say you opened a park today, you would never put a Seuss Landing in a park that you opened today.
No, no Seuss Landing. You may have a one Seuss ride for kids.
Right.
Not
and
that
that's
one.
That's it. For sure. Yeah. And you would not have this entire giant land with freaking five rides.
They had a carousel.
No, and it's a carol.
Seussel.
Seussel.
Okay, well. Carousel.
And they have the highway, the high in the sky, which Seuss is, trolley. I felt like I was high in the Cat in the Hat, so maybe that's where they're naming it from. Like, it is. It's actually a well done land. It is very Seussy.
Oh, absolutely. The land is cool. I mean, again, it's like you can look 20 feet away and you see another land right there. But it is so all Seuss.
Yeah.
So it was cool like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that's the whole thing with both of these lands, and we'll go over to Universal Studios here. You're standing in Seuss Landing, which is well done and well themed, and in your eyesight is Harry Potter. You can see Jurassic Park. You can see the Hulk coaster.
Yeah, the big
you
green
can see
Hulk
everything.
Coaster right there.
And so they're just, again, as soon as you're immersed, those eye lines just, I think, break it. And you just go, oh, we're in an amusement park now.
Right.
All right, well, let's move over to Universal Studios, because it's probably where spend a little bit more of the time, I guess. So I'm just going to read. I like to read stuff straight off of websites because I think the people at Universal are probably writing these better. The people at Disney, they're like, put in as many weird words that you just make up as you can. So Universal Studios Florida, hang on tight. Your heroes are about to burst through the screen and yank you into the story. You're the star here and you'll disappear into one jaw-dropping adventure after another. Dodge evil villains, defend the earth, face a fire-breathing dragon, wander into animated worlds where characters you love are suddenly right beside you. Go beyond the screen, behind the scenes, and jump into the action of your favorite films at the world's premier movie and TV-based theme park. All right, settle down, Universal. So, Universal Studios was, this is the one they originally built. Disney would then say, well, we need a studio, so they built MGM Studios, now Hollywood Studios, after this opened. This was built as a working studio originally, and it definitely has that feel as you walk to it. That's why they're clapping at the end of every ride, because the end of every ride, I think, is supposed to be like a end scene, and you're on set, and your ride ends.
I didn't know that.
That's what I'm guessing, is that then everybody claps, because it's like, oh, that's the end of the scene. You know, that's our take, and so people clap, because you're supposed to be like you're in a studio. The problem is, and I think here at no point do you ever feel like you're in a studio. Like, for me, I mean, it just...
There was one place we walked by after maybe Jimmy Fallon's ride where it had the fake city set
up. Yes, yep.
And this is the park I went to 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And they used to have more of that. You'd walk around in this fake town. That was like the only time I remember. Everything else was like real buildings.
Right.
That was the only time I saw where it's like...
Yeah.
I could tell it's a fake city, but it's like a movie set.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything like happening on the street. There's nobody acting. There's no like street performers. There's one, right? We saw the Blues Brothers for a second.
Blues Brothers.
And we saw like a dance singing troupe.
Yep. Yep.
But there's no street things going on.
So we're here. We went during the time that Halloween Horror Nights is going on. We weren't there during Halloween Horror Nights as far as the evening, but we're there during the day. It was really weird to walk past all these different set pieces that are there for the nighttime, but have nothing to do with the daytime. Was it just me? Yeah. Like, you walk by and you go, oh, look, here's a Zombieland thing happening, but nothing's happening. Like, it was weird to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was weird to me. I think it broke. I would like to go back when that's not all going on and see how the park, how it's supposed to be.
Would you like to do Halloween Horror Nights?
Never. Ever. Yeah, two things are happening. Pima Pants. Or punch somebody in the face.
Yeah.
Both might happen at the same time. I'm not sure. But no, I do not want to. All right, so we'll go through the two rides we did not do there. Despicable Me, Minion Mayhem. And I never even saw E.T.
I didn't either.
Because I really wanted to do E.T., but I didn't even remember walking past it.
I didn't even see the Minion stuff.
Minions was like as soon as we walked in.
I think it was the
very first thing.
But then we
on the right, but
it.
We went to the left.
Yeah, we went over to the left to Rip Ride Rocket. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about Rip Ride Rocket. Who wants to go first? Because, I'll say this part. From afar, this looks like the most menacing, terrifying thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
We could see it as we were, like, at our hotel.
On I-4,
we were driving in.
Literally
we're
on I-4, I'm like, there's Rip Ride Rocket. As I walked up and got closer, it didn't look quite as terrifying.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about
this is why you got your patch.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
On your.
And we did. I'm glad we did it first.
I am too.
I'm so glad it was the very first thing we did. So how about the Ascend? What do you think of the old take you up to the top?
Up? Literally. I'd be so, like my head, like I felt like it wasn't even straight, not straight up, like straight, because you were laying on your back, basically, the way the seats were.
You almost felt like you could slide out of it, like the cart.
But my head.
There's dogs all going amok in here, and one of them just fell off of Rhonda's chair and all kinds of stuff.
My head, like sitting like back or laying back was horrible. Like it just, it felt like it does in Everest when you go backwards real quick. And it was pretty like, oh God. And if we got stuck like that, I think I would just.
Could you imagine you got stuck sitting there?
I would totally sue.
And like I put on, you put music on right when you get in there. You have to pick that real quick. So I picked Kickstart My Heart. So I'm like, first ride, I want it real loud. My crew. If you get stuck with that playing over and over my head, because it was super loud.
Yeah.
Was it? See, mine wasn't that very loud.
Mine was super loud.
Mine wasn't that loud. Would you pick Fergie? What song? Fergielicious?
Is that I don't remember now.
Most of her songs, I think, have the word Fergie in them.
Yes. I don't remember.
And licious.
Yeah, and licious.
But yeah, it was, well, just like Matt said, that's the whole reason I had my patch on.
It was a cool ride, I thought it was not as good as Hulk.
No, right. it really wasn't as intense as I thought it was going to be, because it has all those stop points.
I was going to say, that's the one that paused a lot, right?
Yep.
Well, and I was going to say, it reminded
which I was kind of okay with.
It was a long ride, which is good. Yeah. It's bonus, it was long.
It was very.
Most rides like that are short.
Like, they're over that.
That one's pretty long.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a roller coaster and Tower of Terror put together, because the way you would come up and stop, it was like you lifted off your seat and then stopped for a minute and then went again. And it was just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was
where you finish and you're like, whew, I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
But see, those like that and Hulk, like Everest, I could ride. I know you can't, but I could ride over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
There's no way I could ride Rip Ride Rocket over and over and over again.
No.
Zero chance.
I was getting brain damage on that ride.
Yes. I agree. Yeah.
It was a fun ride. It's totally worth doing.
Well, so
just prepare your head to be smashed.
Well, Tina's like, and they're even telling you, like, hold your head back against the seat. You can't.
I know.
It keeps pushing your head forward, and I'm trying to head it back, so, like, my neck hurts and, like... But it is
a
cool coaster.
Get a seatbelt for my forehead?
Yeah. But again...
Strap it in.
It's a roller coaster. There's no story.
Right.
Why are we riding it?
Excuse me. Right. Nothing.
I don't know what to say.
All right, from there, we went over and did The Mummy Returns.
Uh-huh.
We did do The Mummy after that.
This was very surprising. I did not expect this ride to be what it was.
I was nervous.
Because it's basically, I mean, it's a roller coaster in a sense, but I had no idea it was a roller coaster. I thought it was going to be a very, like, in a cart, you know, move you through, tell a story, things pop out.
Yes.
Whatever, but it literally turns into a roller coaster.
Yeah.
That goes
yeah.
forwards, backwards. I think like sideways or something.
It turns
at one point,
you. It goes up sometimes. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It was crazy.
It was
neat. It was short.
Very.
Right when you thought you were like, and I think Matt said this earlier when we were talking before, right when you thought like, okay, this is like starting to get into it. Oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. They legit say, I think the mummy or whatever at one point says like, you think this is the end. It's just starting. And then it ends. And you're like,
yeah, like you said.
Just, wait a second. Did you just tell me? It was a cool ride. It ended so abruptly. It's kind of like, oh.
Yeah. And it's very outdated. Like, it's relying very much on blacklight and paint and the
mummy they bought at the store down the street.
Yes. That thing looked like $99.99 you get from Lowe's. Silence. And his arm is just like, silence, as it sticks out. And he was very plasticky. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't look real. I like the fire. That one.
Yes.
That was really
what
nice.
I thought
it
was going to do.
The fire went across the ceiling and got
yes.
hot.
Yes.
Now, what would have been cool there is if it started to raise you up and make you think for a second it was going to take you into the fire.
That would have been cool.
That's what I thought it was going to do.
Yeah.
But it was already pretty hot. Like, it was already getting like a little bit of
crazy.
Sunburn.
Was it real fire? And
yes.
Or just
oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell if it was a screen.
No, it was straight up fire.
It looked like this like flashover thing where the fire like goes.
No, I think
the
it was legit.
It was legit.
Yep.
Because then once it disappeared, you could see the blackness from
yeah, that had like
because
burnt
it goes
into
it. Over and over.
Yeah.
It does it over.
But overall, I mean,
that would have been cool if it like opened up real quick and
yes,
you just like went through it.
That would have been awesome. Cool. But I mean, you like the ride overall?
Yeah.
You got off and said you really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I liked
I really
it.
Did.
I just thought it was too short.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of like
agreed.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then because we rode Rip Ride Rocket and it was a longer ride, I'm like, thank God. I don't know if I could do another long ride right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, then we went, and which is a pretty lengthy ride. We went and did Race Through New York with Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon's, yep.
For me, had this ride not had Jimmy Fallon, who I enjoy and think is funny, it was not a good ride. I didn't think it was that good. I thought that the added humor in the stuff of Fallon is what made it good.
Yeah.
And the story of it was you're in the Jimmy Fallon audience. I thought the use of the 3D in the screens was very good. First of all, freaking Tariq rapping the safety procedures was probably one of my favorite things ever.
That's why they should do all safety procedures.
That was the coolest thing ever. Yeah. And Fallon's holding the cue cards and he would just pull them up and drop them. I thought everything was great. Just the, I don't know, the ride. First of all, the most uncomfortable seats in the world. A seat back should never be shaped like forward. Like I felt like I was like leaning forward.
It was less
forward.
Than 90 degrees.
Yeah.
It was a 70 degree
angle.
Well,
there were no crotchal interruptions.
No.
That one was, so that was good.
I also felt though that, I mean, how many people, there was five of us total.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was 5 to 8 more people next to us.
Oh, there was easily 10 plus people per row.
Like I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, there's probably 80 people in that ride, 60 people in that ride.
I thought, I thought, again, and I was like you, I didn't look up much about, like, I didn't know much going in. I didn't know how the ride systems were. I didn't really know what the rides were. I wanted to be surprised. And I was very shocked at this ride system. I thought it would have been more like an individual feeling system as opposed to a giant audience, but it has to be an audience because you're supposed to be the audience for Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. So that part made sense. But it just, I don't know. It got to a point where like all of a sudden we're on the moon.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was weird.
I feel like I judge rides now on, could you take away the theme and slap any theme on it and the ride still works? Yes. Yeah. I'm like, well, that's not that great of a ride.
Yeah.
It was fun. I got off and was like, oh, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon's funny and it was good, but it did not stick in my mind because you could, you take Jimmy Fallon out and put some other theme in it.
Yes.
The ride. That's actually most of the rides, I feel like, there.
Yeah.
A few of them are very specific, but
this is a pretty new ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't think it felt like it's a pretty new ride.
Yeah.
And just in the sense of what it was. It was just another simulator. Now, this, I thought, was probably some of the best 3D screens of the day.
It was a lot more clear.
I thought it was much clearer, and it was done very, very well. I mean, when it first opens up and the screen's open and you're supposed to be in the Tonight Show audience, like you kind of felt like you were there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it really was pretty good as far as that goes. So from there then we ended up and we went up around and we were going to go do, this is one of the only other rides we didn't do, was the Transformers.
We were in 3D. Line.
We were in line and they were having issues and we stood for
five to eight minutes.
Yeah. To me, it felt like 30.
It was broken.
It was not long, but we decided to leave.
Because we got express pass and we could come back and we thought we would.
We just didn't, but that's fine. I mean, it's going to be another simulator. So we went over and decided to go over into Simpsons Land, which is my absolute favorite Disney property. which is just so funny to me. It's just, it's weird that Disney owns the Simpsons now. It's so weird.
Yeah. You're in there and you're like, this is all Disney.
This is Disney. And it is so not Disney. Like, I mean, just the it's very obscene and
but that land was full of carnival stuff.
All carnival stuff.
I mean, it was everywhere, all over both parks. Yep. But that part, that Simpsons land or whatever, was all carnival.
And there's a lot of people in the land too.
That was the most packed land.
Yeah.
I felt like
Moe's Tavern was pretty busy.
Yep.
And
yep,
if you went, we didn't go in the room, but the room behind Moe's Tavern where you get food. Actually, the line was really long.
Yeah, because we were gonna get, Tina and I were gonna get food. But we went out to,
and then they have
bar.
Moe's Bar out front or whatever, too.
And that's where we got it.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah. Moe's Tavern was cool. I mean, it felt like what I thought it should feel like seeing it on TV. And I was a huge Simpsons fan growing up.
Yeah,
I haven't watched
it
forever.
It felt like you were in Moe's Tavern.
But you really did feel like you were in Moe's Tavern.
But the bartender, I think Rob said this, is like, why can't they get somebody just happens to look like Moe?
Yeah. I mean, even just put on,
how hard
like,
is it to cast
even put on
like
the navy apron and just have it be an older guy with gray hair, even. I mean,
we could even put on the cap with some fake sideburns.
Would have been perfect. It was neat. So we went in there, had some Duff beer, which was fine. You, Rhonda and Tina decided to sit out the Simpsons ride, but we went and rode it.
Wait, what?
The Simpsons ride.
Right.
You didn't do that one.
Yeah. Matt and you and Tina sat out.
Oh, right. I thought you said Matt, Tina and I sat out. I'm like, Matt went with y'all.
Yeah, but there was no lap seating, though, so Matt couldn't sit on my lap. Mm-mm. No lap seating pretty much on any of these rides, which was very,
very
disappointing.
That's sad.
What did you think of the Simpsons ride?
Eh.
Old?
old, and I just couldn't it was like, and it's granted, it's classic Simpsons, where just mayhem, everything, yes. so much stuff is happening, yep. but I didn't know what the heck was going on.
Right.
At one point, I swear, and I think you guys didn't get the sense of this, but you go inside Maggie's mouth, she pulls out her binky, or whatever, through pacifier, and you, as the, in the ride, you like go into her mouth, and you see like her thing dangling down.
Yeah, like her tonsils.
But all you smell is they must puff like baby powder into the room, and it smells like a diaper. See, I love that. I was like, oh my god, I smell like a baby. Aww. And you're like, this is so weird. But other than that, the ride, like that ride used to be, I'm convinced now, that used to be Back to the Future, I think. And I'll have to Google it. And I loved it when it was Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You were like, you sat in a DeLorean and did it. This was like, I don't even know where. What was the? What were we doing? What were we supposed to be doing?
No, it was a roller coaster.
It was Krusty Land. Yeah, Krusty Land.
And
his
he was like,
so it started off there. Okay.
It did.
You're going on his roller coaster, yeah. and then all of a sudden it just gets.
Yeah, but again, this is very outdated 3D.
Yeah,
very outdated.
The Simpsons are kind of outdated.
They are.
I mean, they're still on.
That's crazy. They're still on like 30 seasons or something now, at least. That's nuts.
But it's just like not popular.
Okay, then from there we went and we met back up with you guys and did Men in Black. Again, this is one you walk up and you're just like, hey, I'm in Simpsons Land. Over there is Harry Potter Land. There's a Men in Black place? What is this about? Like, why is this here? And this is comparable to Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, where you have a gun with a laser that you have no idea if it's actually shooting or not shooting or what it's doing. Like, I got like 150,000 points and I had no idea what I was doing.
In the last 20 seconds.
Yeah. And here's my problem with this. At least on Buzz Lightyear, there's visible targets. What were we supposed to shoot at?
I don't know.
I assumed that we were scoring points when we were shooting like the monsters. But also, 98% of the monsters and aliens were just still.
Yeah, they weren't
doing anything. They weren't animatronics. They weren't moving.
It was just a little car would spin and Rhonda would freak out and be like, please stop spinning.
Oh, yeah.
He
did yell every time it spun. It spun.
When you start, you know, it's like a... They're like, take some practice shots. Yeah. All those things had targets on it. And then when you go in, there's no targets.
There's no targets anywhere.
Yeah.
I liked, I liked the idea of it. And I thought the idea of it was great.
There was one target that I didn't want to say because it was giving me a lot of points and I was so excited. And
what
then
the
then
flip, man?
Ended. But did y'all see...
Cheater.
Did y'all see the other car in front of us?
Yep.
Behind it had this thingy light up. And if you shot it, like it... I was at like 15 and then it gave me 30,000. Like I was like,
oh, really?
And I tried to keep shooting.
Thanks for sharing that information with us while we were on
the ride. I wish that thing spun more.
I didn't even need to because y'all were.
I still kicked your butt.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
You
that
really
was
do
secret.
Wish it spun more or are you just being sarcastic?
Just being sarcastic.
Okay, because it was reminding me of the teacups.
I know. It spun randomly. Did spin,
yeah.
And a lot.
But, yeah.
I just don't.
Ugh.
This isn't to sound harsh. It's just, it's Men in Black.
Yeah.
Like that original movies were 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is 20 years. This
and they just came out with
like
one this
ago.
Year, I think.
Yeah,
that
international.
Probably didn't do well.
With Chris Hemsworth. It's Chris Hemsworth and what's her name that plays Valkyrie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the two of them.
But I'll like, totally it's just like that. An old dated movie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, literally where you're coming in and the Will Smith is the Will Smith from 20 years ago. Like,
yeah.
Not
no.
that Will Smith really
and it's not
is
themed.
Aged,
I didn't see the new movie. It's not themed after the new movie.
No,
it's
not
themed
at
after
all.
The original ones, which is just like, feels so old.
Like, this is one, and it's to me, it's just like Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. In theory, on paper, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
In execution, it's just missing. Yeah. It's just missing absolutely. The mark, I think.
Yeah.
So from there, we went and we were in London, which.
Oh, what about that ride?
Did we do that next? Was that the one? Let's talk about.
We did it before we did Diagon Alley.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about Fast and Furious Supercharge, which was probably our longest wait of the day, even with Express Pass.
We did wait a while for that ride.
We did.
Wasn't it because we left Transformers because it shut down? And then
we went and did Fast and Furious.
Oh, maybe
Furious.
Everybody
That's
else
right.
went over there too.
Yep,
but
maybe.
I think so.
All right.
I don't remember.
This was a dumpster fire, I think. This ride was god-awfully stupid.
It was pretty bad, but it had a good story leading up to it.
Right.
You went through like a couple rooms where it had like Luda and everybody talking on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, great. But then at one point we look at everybody and we're like, wait a second. There's Shaw's out there and we have to escape him, but we're still going to a party?
Right. Yeah.
Like, what's the story here?
Yeah.
We're getting on a bus to go to a party.
And there was such a long wait between the pre-show and us actually getting on the
ride.
There
was two pre-shows.
Yeah. Yes. I like the use of live actors. Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
I did too.
That part was awesome. I like that.
But then you go wait in line for another 15 minutes.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. It just, again, the queue was cool. You got to see the cars and you're in the garage and Luda coming on. I love Luda. And I like the live actor, but you're right. Then all of a sudden you get on this bus, and so this is Kong. I mean, this is the exact same ride system as Kong. We were in the front row.
Behind the dummy.
But it sort of makes sense for Kong, because like you're going to get on a bus and go see these things out of the jungle or whatever.
But this one, literally, like, right, get on your party bus to go to a party, even though we know the FBI is about to raid this place. And first of all, I can't stand Vin Diesel. I'm sorry. He is so fake and stupid.
Yeah, he's not The Rock.
Every time The Rock is awesome. Vin Diesel will show up. Hey, everybody, family. We're all family. I love my family. You guys are family. How many times can I say family? That's all he cares. Just everything's family. I'm like, you're literally, isn't the original movie that all he does is steal cars? But it's all family. About family? Yeah. For like, really? You're like the good guy now? And like, how many wife beaters do you own?
All
like,
of them.
Seriously. I think he has stock in Hanes.
He just tattoos a wife beater on himself.
Yes. Yeah, that probably was. And I didn't think those initial show screens.
No, they're flat.
They were so
flat. I know we didn't have glasses on, did we?
No.
And that's where I think they missed out. No.
Okay.
They were trying to take that element. That's why the ride stunk. We forgot the glasses.
But like, it started and we went, this is where the screens around you, it looks like the bus is driving. Yep. I was like, well, this is kind of cool. It does feel like we're driving, right? Is that where they did it?
Yeah. Yep.
And then you pull up to the, and then it just goes off the rails.
Well, but then we were in the front row. In front of us was 20 feet of black space that was part of the ride system that broke the screens. But I couldn't get past that.
You could also feel yourself like you're really driving, and then you pull up in, like when you go to a car wash and you pull up and you get locked in.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you could like feel all that.
Yeah, and he's like, there was not a real guy driving it, but it was like the guy's like, all right, let me get it. Yep, and we're locked in. Okay, now we can finish with the story. Right.
Yeah.
Slash,
right. Yeah, and I had to get into position.
Yeah, and whereas like they tried to do too much. You've got scenes on either side of you. You're supposed to be driving down a highway, and you've got frickin' like helicopters, and Vin Diesel and his family are hanging off of frickin' like chains and lifting up trucks and all this.
But for some reason, did the bus break down, and then they hook grappling hooks to ours?
We didn't go as fast. They didn't like how we were not going as fast, so that's why they
were towing us.
Okay.
Yep.
And it w- and first of all, the as good as the graphics are, they weren't realistic to me. They looked like you were playing a video game.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It looked like Grand Theft Auto.
Fast and Furious video game.
But have you ever seen Fast and the Furious?
No.
Yeah, it's very similar. It's just...
Yeah, but it's a lot of real people and doing stunts.
To me, this looked like a CGI Vin Diesel. Yeah.
I'm just saying it's very still very over the top and very like... Like you were saying.
Well, no, but I understand that part. I thought it looked like computer animated people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It didn't feel real. And again, I could see that freaking
it's so weird
platform
though,
in front
on
of us.
Kong, there was, remember when we were going to Kong, it was driving outside and you're like, how is this thing driving? There's no track.
How the heck did they do that?
And this is the same ride system, but you could see the track
the track.
But at Kong, you look out there and you're like, there's nobody driving this thing.
And there's no track.
Maybe somebody was remote.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it follows
maybe
something.
Maybe it's the new cars that are driving themselves.
Is it really we're in a Tesla?
Yeah, Kong is older than Fast and the Furious.
Well, I don't know.
All right.
So, you look out the front and you're like, that's the front of the track that we're on.
Yes, I did not. Yeah, supercharged.
Anyways,
super dope.
That ride was stinky.
Like that. All right. Let's go into Harry Potter. Okay. You're in London, right? Again, you're in London,
Simpsons.
Which is very similar or very close to the Simpsons land.
Yes.
I was shocked. I've not looked at a map recently, but I did not realize how
close near Springfield.
Were. Yes. you like Harry Potter. You like the movie. What did you think of this? And then
awesome.
We can talk about walking into Diagon Alley. But what did you think of the front facing London and the triple decker bus and those things? Did you like that? And what door 12?
Yeah.
Is that where
King's
Harry Potter
is? King's Cross is where you're at, right?
The King's Cross station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you liked that?
I did. And I think it was even neater where. How you walked into Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
Like it was hidden. Yeah. Like it was just, it was amazing.
That was cool.
That was one of the, Diagon Alley, not being a Harry Potter fan, was one of the most impressive and immersive lands I've ever seen in my entire life. It really, really. Like,
that's where I feel like most of the people in the park were.
Yes.
You went in there
yes.
and it was busy.
All of a sudden it was like, oh, here's where everyone is.
Yeah.
This is why all the rides have 5-minute wait times. They're all in Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
You
know how much money they probably make off those wands?
Oh my
Everybody buys those wands.
Mm-hmm. What do they run, a 50? $50-$60 a piece, I think.
I think it was like $55 with tax and stuff.
That's crazy. So. And there's people lined up.
They had stores you can go in. They had carts with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They had the butterbeer.
Yeah. We did not do butterbeer. I did it last time. It's just to me, it's too sweet. It's butterscotch. It looks sweet. It's very butterscotch. Thick. Yeah. Like you had butterscotch schnapps.
Yeah.
That's really what it's like in like a frozen or liquid form of, well, that's still liquid, but, all right.
What was that alley we went to that was like,
oh yeah. What was that about?
Nocturne.
Yeah. What's, alley? What's the dark alley with like the skulls and all that stuff?
That was pretty cool. Don't remember. I'd have to watch some of the movies again. We have a lot of movies to watch.
A Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, I don't know Harry Potter that enough to know that. Like,
I don't either.
Like
but it was cool.
Back alley. It was pretty cool. Yeah,
I was very, very, very impressed with Diagon Alley. Like, out of everything we did, to me, that is the one I truly felt like I was somewhere else.
Yeah, you couldn't see any. You were immersed.
And you could see no other lands. Mm-hmm. All right, Escape from Gringotts. What this is again? This is what a. This is a roller coaster. This is a 3D roller coaster story ride. Like, how would you even?
Yeah, right.
It was. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, kind of like you're in a car with people.
Right. There are roller coaster aspects.
Yep. Plus, you have glasses on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Screens. 4D.
Yep.
I like this ride. This is one of my favorites. You didn't like it as much.
Right? I was so disappointed. The 3D took me out of it. I didn't think it was very dark.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was very clear. It took me out of the ride. I would have preferred it to not have been 3D. I think it was
at one point, we like as the thing spun to the right, then you saw the dragon come in.
Yes.
It was right up against you and it was 3D. I thought that was awesome.
That was cool.
And then that's when really it breathed fire and you felt it and it was like, holy, all of a sudden it just turns you right into this, like, so when the dragon comes in and saves us.
Yeah, when, what's the dude with no nose? Snape? No, that's not even him. No. Voldemort. That was close.
Yes, he's chasing after you, and then the dragon comes in. I thought that was awesome. That was cool. That's where I was like, whoa.
But see, I liked those scenes because they were brighter.
Yes.
I thought the darker scenes is what, like, I just, maybe it's just my eyes. I didn't think the 3D was that good. But that scene was really, really well done.
Yeah, and then after he breathes fire, the smoke comes out to where it's on the screen, and they do it in person. You're like, you feel like you're totally in the middle of this thing.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, I don't know outside how big this show building is, but a ride like this feels like it is on a scale like no other. Mm-hmm. It feels like a massive, epic ride that you're like, how did they fit this entire thing inside of a theme park? I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
That was good. I think that was probably my favorite ride.
Was it? Yeah. Out of everything?
You like Spider-Man, I think, right?
Spider-Man's probably my favorite. All right, so what else did we do? I think that's actually all the ones that we did.
Yeah.
Woody Woodpecker's Nuthouse Coaster. I didn't even see that.
That had to be in Toonland, right?
Yeah, probably. Those were all the rides. I mean, okay, so let's kind of, we can wrap it up, you know, with final thoughts in general of a Universal Studio. Would you, let's say we had had a two-day pass, would you have wanted to do a second day? What would you have re-rode or done that maybe we didn't do, for example?
If I was with my kids,
yeah,
I think I'd have to do 2 days.
Okay.
With no kids, we blew through that park. It was really great. Our kids, my daughter still would have slowed down at Seuss Land. And I would have spent time there.
There's still lots of pee stops between the women in our group.
Yes, and me. I peed a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think we needed to do 2 days, like as adults blown through that park. We got through two parks in 8 hours. Yeah.
Well, let's just say we had a second day. Pick three rides that you would have absolutely been like, I need to ride them again.
The Escape from Gringotts.
Okay.
Probably Hulk and Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah.
Those are my three favorite rides, I think.
If we had 2 days, I would want to go back and ride the ones that we didn't. Like
the Minions.
I would really want to do E.T.
E.T., yeah.
I'm
sad we missed out on that.
Are there shows there?
There are.
There's the Shrek 4D show. Mm-hmm. There's the one I would have liked to see, they do a horror makeup show. Like old school monsters makeup horror show.
Oh, cool.
I think actually would have been pretty cool.
Yes, that's in this big stage area back near Men in Black and over there.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. That would have been
Altered
cool.
Altered State or something was cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's if I had had another day, that's what I would have done. Wanted to ride everything that we didn't get and get to see. Maybe even do the wet rides that do get you drenched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, I would ride both Harry Potter rides again.
Yeah.
And then do the train back from
the other direction.
The other direction.
You said it's probably a different story, right?
They said it's different. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
I think it's if we slowed down and we if we knew we had 2 days there, we would have spent a you day in each park or something, more. Slowed down more.
Yes.
But it's I don't feel like I missed anything. I mean, it would have been cool to see some of those rides, but I'm right. not disappointed in it.
No, I'm with you. I do think you could slow down and kind of just set a different pace. We were really blowing through because we mm-hmm. had, you know, what, 6-7 hours total.
I would have hung out at the hotel more, too, by the pool during the day.
Definitely. Yep.
The hotel's awesome. Yeah. It's a nice hotel.
It was. Yeah, I mean, everybody was like texting me that day, like, and on Facebook, and I'm like, what do you think of it? Do you like it better than Disney? Do you like it worse? Do you whatever? And my whole thing was just, I like it differently.
It's not Disney.
No. Right.
I don't think they're, I mean, it's probably arguable if it's comparable. I don't think it's comparable. I think they're two different.
I agree.
It's with the carnival games everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird. It's just a totally different park.
It is.
I think it's worth doing without a doubt. Do that alongside Disney. A lot of people were in there with like, I saw people walk around with like my first visit to Disney buttons.
Yeah.
But they were in this park. Just probably taking a day off from Disney and going there.
See, this is what I saw so interesting. You see a lot of people wearing Disney
clothes
at Universal. Yeah,
if you take a big trip.
Don't see people at Disney wearing Universal clothes.
Right.
There's no super fans at Universal. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've always compared Universal on a grand scheme with Disney as, to me, it's Apple versus Android.
Yeah.
You know, you have your diehard Apple people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care about Android. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, oh, Android came out with a new phone. Cool. Whatever, man. Every time Apple comes out with a new phone, all the Android users are like, oh, yeah, we already had that. Yeah, we already had that. Yeah, we already had that. And Apple's like, we don't care that you had this.
Right.
We're Apple. We're doing it the way we want to do it. I feel like it's how Disney and Universal. Like, Universal cares about Disney. I don't think Disney cares about Universal. Yeah, I understand that they are in competition.
Right? Yeah, Coke doesn't acknowledge Pepsi, but Pepsi acknowledges Coke because they're
all the
bigger.
It's the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's Disney knows that that's competition down the street. They know that there's an ability to pull money away from Disney, but Disney's not afraid. They're not worried that somebody's going to go, we go to Disney every single year. Now we're going to spend 10 days in Universal. Nobody's going to spend 10 days in Universal usually. You're going to spend 10 days in Disney with 2 days over in Universal or whatever. And so I think it's that same thing. It's just different. I think their rides are really good. They obviously have much more thrilling rides. I like the mixed use again of 3D and actual sets that move you through as opposed to being straight simulators like a Star Tours. Like, Star Tours would be pretty sweet if it was like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, your cart actually went through some real, like, almost mountains in a set piece, and then it sat in front of a screen and did other stuff. Like, I think that would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts? Do you feel a need, like, you want to go back soon? Or?
No, but I do want to go back with the kids.
Yeah.
I'd love to go back with Matt and his
family. Yeah, we're going
to
come back next summer.
We'll definitely do that.
We'll get more tickets next year.
But being that I do get motion stuff, I would be okay to never step foot again.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Do you get motion sick on a lot of Disney rides or not? Like Thunder Mountain?
Nope. Not really? Thunder Mountain. Every once in a while I can ride Rock and Roller Coaster. And then I'm like, okay,
but you're
I'm done.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, let's wait a minute or two.
But you're fine every time on a Star Tours, right?
Sometimes, and that's what I did in the Jimmy Fallon thing. I like took my
glasses off
and I kind of like looked around and then I was like, okay, like I'm good. And then Tower of Terror, I always have to kind of go, can I do it? Can I do it? And I've done it once or twice.
I could see going once a year and enjoying it. I mean,
we're gonna come up with a new ride, whatever that secret roller coaster they're building in Jurassic Park.
It's not a roller coaster, Matt.
No.
Even though there's roller coaster tracks laying out that have been photographed from a helicopter, it's not a roller coaster. Universal Alt Sack.
The difference between Disney is all the rides are timeless.
Yeah.
And like Thunder Mountain Railroad, it's still a great ride. It's been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Universal, it's all dated rides.
Yep.
Like Men in Black's dated.
Yep.
Fast and Furious. Like even though the ride was amazing, it's going to get dated at some point. Even though they're
probably
going to make
90.
Came out
with Hobbs and Shaw, who are like best buddies now.
Yeah.
And they're not in that ride.
Right. It's just when you base a ride off something like that, it's totally dated. It's not timeless.
Yep.
Right.
Where Disney does very rarely focuses on like something that's not going to be timeless.
Yes. Right. No, agree. And I've always said this about Pandora. You know, Disney was able to take a movie that the majority of people didn't care about.
Yeah, it made a lot of money, but it's like, Who watches it now?
Right.
Who's a super fan of Avatar? Yeah. But
you go into that land, and you get it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel more connected to Harry Potter. As well as those lands were done, I just don't feel like they made me care the way that a Pandora does. Right.
Pandora is way better than the movie Avatar. Yeah. Experiencing the land mm-hmm. is way better than that movie was. It is.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And the movies, I watched Harry Potter. It was a great movie. I liked the movie better than that land. The land was cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, no, agree completely. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Matt, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
And Rhonda, you don't have a choice. You have to be here. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you've not already subscribed to Main Street Magic, please go out and do so. And you might as well subscribe to the Diz Dudes and Capture the Magic as well. And as long as you're out there, you might as well leave all of us a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.